Richard, thanks for joining us. We're starting off talking about some big news for the Las Cruces International Film Festival this year. What can you tell us?
We've probably already heard about William H. Macy, the actor that's going to be coming into town in March for the event. But our Elva Oosterreich got to have a conversation with Macy this week about his career and a previous visit to New Mexico when he was working on the 2007 movie Wild Hogs. I think John Travolta was in that and some others.
A very popular movie. I want to move on and talk about the 2022 legislative session. The 30-day session starts next week, and Mike Cook has a preview.
Right. It starts Tuesday the 18th, a little early this year, and it's only a 30-day session. Mike talks to some of our local legislators about what to expect. Apparently, they're going to have a lot of money to work with. And we'll also have our legislative guide up available on our website this week, and also the printed version will follow in a week or so.
Okay. Now, over the last 3 weeks, it's been a busy time for you all at the Bulletin, producing three major publications plus your weekly newspaper.
Right. I mentioned the legislative guide, and a week or so before that, we did our Life is Good in Las Cruces community guide, and that's up on our website and will be out in print next week. And then we did our Bulletin's Best Winners publication, of which KRWG is one of the winners.
We're certainly thankful for that honor. I want to keep things moving and talk about a column by Mike Cook. Mike takes a look at the city's trash that he's been finding on the side of the road.
Right, he took his car in for repairs and decided to walk back to work, and it's about a half-hour walk. And he just started taking an accounting of all the little things, lots of face masks on the side of the road, lots of bizarre stuff you wouldn't expect. I don't know if it tells something about Las Cruces, but it's an interesting read nonetheless.
Moving on to arts and entertainment, the musical Singing in the Rain is coming to the Rio Grande Theater.
Right, and many of us have seen the movie and the play, and it's, you know, I always wondered what made this guy so happy to be, you know, in the pouring down rain and singing about it. Well, I learned recently that the person who wrote the music was from Deming, Nacio Herb Brown, and so maybe, you know, one of us desert rats, you know, here comes the rain, let's sing. So, but that's coming to the Rio Grande Theater over two weekends, starting Friday the 21st, and then again the weekend of the 28th through the 30th, so that should be a fun show. And it seems like every week we've been talking about more films and filmmaking here in Las Cruces, and that's created some opportunities for local actors. We interview Nick Check and Jessica Jimenez, two young actors who have picked up a lot of work recently. And a tip maybe for you aspiring actors, both of these people do things on the side. Check does set dressing and building, and Jimenez does on-set costuming. So that versatility has helped them get a little more extra work than they would have.
All right. Exciting to read about those opportunities. Moving on to wellness, there's a column about New Year's resolutions. We're in a new year, but we're still dealing with the same old pandemic.
Yeah. We have Rory Measure writes a monthly literacy column for us, and she has a great line this week, and it goes like this. Happy New Year. When I say this, it feels more like a plea than a celebration. And I think we're all feeling that way these days. But she cites some great writers in coming up with a list of resolutions that makes sense for the beginning of our third pandemic year.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds. News and business. Local lawmakers are talking about revenue coming into the state. Mike Cook took a look at how that's affecting business.
Right. We talked earlier about them having a lot of money. Well, it's almost exclusively due to increased oil and gas production, and Mike breaks down the numbers in his business article. And over in sports, more and more people are buying pickleball paddles, and the question is becoming less, what the heck is pickleball, and more, where and when can I play some pickleball? And our editor, Dave Burge, interviewed a few local pickleballers and talks about this increasingly popular game.
Richard Goldtharp is publisher of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Thanks for joining us, Richard.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. Everyone have a great week.